My clients maintain their innocence, and as far as they're concerned, they have not committed any crime. As far as my clients are also concerned with regards to evidence produced by prosecution, there was no evidence pointing to any of them committing any seditious act. So therefore, they maintain their innocence, and we are now looking forward to lodging an appeal with the Fiji Court of Appeal.
On what grounds will you lodge that, given that this has already gone through trial and the judge has found them guilty?
Well, look, there are many grounds upon which we will be putting forward our appeal. The grounds of appeal would be based on certain facts and also questions of law.
And what certain facts?
First of all, my client, there was no evidence produced by prosecution with regards to any of my clients committing a seditious act. Absolutely no evidence was produced. And it is upon that lack of evidence that we would be lodging our appeal. That would be one of our strongest points. As to the evidence that came out during trial, the prosecution was not able to prove at any stage that the person who signed the document, in fact, knew what was contained in those documents. So how exactly could you be committing a seditious act or have a seditious intention if you have no knowledge whatsoever about a document which you are signing or what document contained?
Are you suggesting perhaps they weren't aware of what they were getting themselves involved in at the time?
Well, I think I speak simply from the evidence that came out in court. And as per the evidence, none of my clients at any stage leading up to the signing of that particular document had ever come across the document or knew about what the contents were.
So do you maintain that they were either set up or simply ignorant?
No, neither. As far as the defense is concerned, they were asked to sign a document. As far as they were concerned, that document had to do, firstly, that everything that had been presented was legal, and there was no act of illegality that they were participating in. And secondly, as far as they were concerned, it had nothing to do with either forming a breakaway state or having any seditious intention while signing the particular document. And I think it's important to simply ask the question, does a person have a seditious intention if he or she does not even know the contents of a particular document or a bundle of documents? That's a big question.
As I mentioned, this is not the first group that you've represented. You've also represented a group from RA, and I understand as well next week you're going to be representing some of those from the Fiji Times who have their sedition trial set to start on December 11th. I've read estimates that there are some 60 or so people facing sedition charges right at the moment in Fiji. Would you put it at that estimate, and what do you believe that suggests about where things stand in Fiji at the moment?
I think you're being quite conservative with the number. It's not 60, it's at least 75. But I think, quite frankly, if you look at the law of sedition, while most democracies, including Canada, England, Australia, New Zealand, have done away with this particular archaic law, which mostly had to do with a person going against the monarch during the olden days, in Fiji we do not have any monarch. I can't quite frankly understand how on earth would citizens be found or be charged with sedition. I strongly put forward that the Fijian government uses the law of sedition to oppress and suppress the people of Fiji and the citizens, and it's quite evident when you look at the amount of people who have been charged and presented for the system.